This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're having trouble getting that must-have Apple Watch Series 9 or Ultra 2 for that special someone in your life, blame the Constitution. That bit in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 8, which says Congress shall have the power to promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing for limited times to authors and inventors the exclusive right to their respective writings and discoveries. The discovery in question is a blood oxygen monitoring technology that a medical device company called Masimo invented and that the International Trade Commission says Apple illegally copied and used in the above-mentioned watches. The White House has until Christmas Day to overturn the ruling, but the fact is, patent wars in this economy, they go back hundreds of years, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore tells us.
America had a patent law before it had a Bill of Rights.
Even while the Constitution was being drafted, there were rival steamboat inventors lobbying the members of the Constitutional Convention for patents.
Christopher Beecham is professor of law at Brooklyn Law School. The biggest patent wars in U.S. history actually happened 150 years ago.
The patent then was that people got fundamental patents that controlled a particular technology and then sued very large numbers of defendants.
Alexander Graham Bell sued every company who used a telephone without his permission. This happened with water wheels, sewing machines, barbed wire.
The inventor of the rubber dentures sued every dentist in the country and made basically thousands of people pay to use rubber dentures or face lawsuits.
The head of that company was later murdered by a vengeful dentist. In the 20th century, as innovation was controlled by fewer and bigger companies, patent wars became fewer too, Beecham says. But recently, they've expanded again.
Technology itself has become more complex.
Rob Merges is author of American Patent Law and professor of law at UC Berkeley.
There's more components in a lot of our products.
One smartphone can involve 250,000 patents. See the Apple Watch with the oxygen blood meter. Stephen Pepe is with law firm Ropes & Gray.
You see patent wars that are being fought not just in the U.S., but over in Europe, in China, in India, in South America.
And more recently has been the rise of what are pejoratively called patent trolls.
Entities that are asserting the patents as part of an investment vehicle to make money as opposed to protect a competitive position.
Rich Miller is with law firm Ballard Spahr. Meanwhile, patent law continues to adapt. A court in the UK recently decided that AI models could not be patent owners. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.